Oh, hey y'all, welcome back to another I Now Your World. And today I want to talk about that Brandy versus Monica versus Darling. Okay, so I watched it last night. I don't usually watch a lot of those verses because honestly, I really wouldn't care and I'd be bored and I'd be like, and they'd be playing songs that I don't want to hear. And I'd be like, okay, can you skip to the third album you had? Because I'm the type of person, I don't listen to the whole album. I will find a song out in the next 10 years. Like, oh, this is good. This is from what album? Like, that's me. I skip songs. I do it faithfully. But I listened to it. I was checking out their music. And I liked it. I like it. It was really good. I feel like I liked it both of their music. I like Brandy's music when she first came out, like, that first album, like, I Dedicate, and Best Friend, and Sitting in My Room for Waiting to Exhale, like, I like that, Brandy. But when she got in later years, I didn't really care for it. Like, I like the Full Moon, I like the Aphrodisiac. Monica came better in, Miss Thing, I only listen to three of those songs that they always play is, I never listened to Angel Minds. I had to skip it. What's that movie where she had a, okay, fuck it. Let's just get to Monica when she started having a tattoo and she was singing about, fucking see murder and shit. That's when I was listening to Monica, when she said, I could've went to a Tiffany's, but all the material things don't mean shit to me, all that stuff. So I like that song. And when she did a, silent ho, and knock, 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 don't sign knocking. I don't want you calling me no. I like when Monica came older songs, like when she was grown. I like Brandy's songs more when she was younger. She was like kitty pop type of, like, she's 16, because it kind of fit her aesthetic at the time when she had Moesha, when it was like, it's kind of like she was, like, grownish. Like, she was a teen. She was chilling with her friends. Like, Brandy music is more like when you go into junior prom and, you know, you hanging out with your friends at the local cafe shop and you live around black people in the suburbs and y'all going to these little parties. Like, that's what Brandy reminds me of, teen years, you know, sitting in my room. That's why I like Brandy's beginning career. Monica's career got better when she was grown and she started having her tattoos and she started really accepting that she was in Atlanta and all that stuff, when she had everybody dimming, when she had, ooh, all my ladies to the club, grab a dude. Like, I like it when she was grown, because I feel like when she first came out, they was trying to make Monica and Brandy, kind of mimic Brandy. But Monica wasn't like that. But then when Monica got older and she finally got comfortable saying, hell no, no, I'm not doing that, that's when her music to me just got better. But I liked their songs. But then the verses was cute. I liked the verses. It was cute. I didn't finish all of it because my phone died and all type of stuff. But I saw majority of it. But it was cute. And then they brought it was like, what, over 1.1 million views and stuff. I feel like Versus is going to get bigger, bigger, bigger. I feel like Versus is an amazing idea. I think at this point, I feel like Versus is going to fall around and bring up the dead. They probably going to be having Prince versus Michael Jackson holograph. I can see that happening, having like dead people on there. You know, the Beach Boys versus Jackson 5. Who the fuck listens to the Beach Boys? But I can see that Prince and Michael up there, you know. Living record, man. But I can see that. But Versus gonna get big. But Versus, it was cute. I enjoyed watching it. But I like it. It's so many directions they can go with Versus. But I feel like it's gonna grow. But I feel like the whole entertainer's going to walking you more in their house, and they're gonna start having more private concerts in their houses and stuff. I feel like that is the new way, is just live streaming a performance. I feel like that's better, in my opinion. I feel like that feel good. Like, you just perform in your house. So, after you get done performing, you can go straight to fucking bed, wash your makeup off, and do what you need to do. I feel like when it comes to live performances, they are going to do that. But I feel like it's going to be way more strict. But I like the setup they have in the UK right now for the live performances, when they have people in their own little VIP section, so not everybody smash together. That's the one thing I didn't like about concerts. That's why I didn't like going to concerts, or I never choose to go to concert, because I don't want to be smashed up with people. And this person is over here sweating, fainting, screaming all through my ears. I don't want, and I'm picking up everybody's energy. I don't want that. I like that whole, you in your own VIP section. You got your own little section. You can be under your umbrella, join your show. You not around every fucking stinky bitch in the motherfucking club. Like, you by yourself. I like that. I feel like that is simple. I feel like this shit been doing that shit. And I might have came out to concerts, but I never went to any concert. You can be the best artist in the world. I would not go out to a fucking concert, because I'm not dealing with everybody like that. You know, so, yeah, so the verses were cute, and yeah, I had a good time, and, you know, I can't wait to, I wonder who they gonna do next, but it was good. What the fuck did Brandy have on, though? Like, what the fuck? I liked Monica's outfit, but what the fuck Brandy had on? Brandy was looking like, she was giving me Eat, Love, and Pray. You know that Julia Robinson movie, Eat, Love, and Pray, when the lady is searching for her soul by traveling. She found this guy, and she just took a more of a hippie aesthetic more. I feel like Brandy's going through a midlife crisis. Honestly, I feel like both of them are, but I feel like Brandy's going through a midlife crisis, like, when it comes to, she was giving me like crisis, Eat, Love, and Pray. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna, I hope she prays for herself every day, because I don't know what the fuck she had on. But yeah, that's really it. But watching the interaction was kind of awkward. I ain't gonna lie. Some parts, it seemed like they was kind of like shading each other. And then other parts, it seemed like Monica didn't want to be there. Monica just kept on looking like, okay, you know, I'm getting a check. You know, you went somewhere, you know, you're getting paid. So you're like, I'm going to come here and do my job. And I'm going to, when the cameras go off, I'm going to fuck home. You know, I'm not going to no after party. I'm not going to no dinner party. I'm going to fuck home. I'm tired. I want to FaceTime my motherfucking, my man. She probably went home to go FaceTime C Murder or some shit, but, and that whole commotion with the whole C Murder thing, I'm like, okay. I remember C Murder, but I don't remember him, but, she trying to go home, okay? But, yeah, the Brandy versus, it was cute. I just feel like they kind of awkward, but I feel like they fans make it worse, because they bring up the most shadiest things, and I be watching those videos like, this wasn't really shade. It just seemed like two co-workers got to do a project together, and they did a project together. And it seemed like, you know, they make a lot of money when they work together, and they get more money when they combine their art together, because they both are what, independent artists. I feel like at this point, everybody's independent artists, because these big companies like to get these artists and stuff and put and shelf the fuck out them. And never promote that shit, okay? And then you never hear about them unless you're overseas. And my thing is, if you want to be a global artist, you can't just be overseas. You got to be, like, everywhere. And I feel like a lot of people are just going independent, which I feel like is pretty smart. I would get a distributor deal, you know, like that. But besides that, I would not sign in big companies. Because, you know, and then especially if you're black, you got to be very cautious. If you black in this, you gotta be very cautious. They will shove, you will have the writing skills, the talent, everything. They will shove your fucking ass, okay? You be sitting there making friends with the dust particles, okay? So I just be like, you just gotta be cautious. But I'm definitely going to enjoy the rest of my day. And y'all have a good day. I gotta finish this movie, Power. I watched it. I gotta finish it. I just... Okay, I'm gonna talk about Power on my other one. Because I got some questions about that movie, Power, okay? But yeah, this is it for the review on Monica and Brandy's versus... Ooh.